public comment at this time. It's 1:30. That's what it is on the agenda. This is an opportunity for the public to provide brief comments on items relevant to council business but not otherwise listed on the agenda. I'll open the period for public comment. Anyone in the public? Joel?
Joel Hobnesian, fishing vessel Excalibur, Rhode Island Fishermen's Alliance, Point Judith. Just wanted to bring some stuff to the attention of the council about this Canada-U.S. resource sharing agreement and the inequities within this agreement relative to minimum fish size, minimum mesh size, the amount of imports that the domestic fleet has to deal with. This certainly is not a level playing field that we're on with the Canadian fleet. And I don't know how we've managed to get ourselves into this position, but in my opinion, this should never have taken place. You know, it's something that has to be addressed. Either we have to go to them, or they have to come to us, as far as what's going on with the minimum fish sizes and whatnot. But this nonsense of going fishing and coming in and having the markets jammed, slammed full of Canadian imports that are smaller, caught with smaller mesh, has to stop. It's just not fair or equitable. Thank you.
Mr. Joel. Anyone else? Aaron?
Hello, thank you. I'm Aaron Doherty with Penobscot East Resource Center. I just wanted to bring to your attention a workshop that's coming up in June. It's being organized by a steering committee, including some members from the Northeast Consortium, Rachel Feeney and Ken LaValle, myself from Penobscot East, Steve Cadron, Jake Kreitzer, Bob Stenick, and a number of others that I'm forgetting at this point. It's called Workshop on Reconciling Spatial Scales and Stock Structures for Fishery Science and Management, and I just wanted to raise your awareness of this. I think some of you are probably already familiar with it. So there's a Save the Date available on the Northeast Consortium website, and Paul Howard's going to be a keynote speaker at the event, as well as Mike Fogarty, and this will be on Monday and Tuesday, June 27th and 28th of this year. That's going to be here at this hotel in Portsmouth. So the focus of the workshop is around three primary questions. One is, what do we know and what progress has been made? It's identifying evidence of spatial scale structure and populations and ecosystems, providing examples where spatial scales have been successfully incorporated within a management context. The second question is, what do we need to know and how will we get there? Identifying critical information, processes, scientific and managerial requirements needed to achieve fisheries management at appropriate ecological scales. And the third question is, what are the social incentives, benefits, and risks of alternative management scales? Given what we know, what types of fishery management approaches will maximize our knowledge about ecosystem structure and function? Identifying potential impacts on access and utilization of catch allocations by the fishing community. In some, again, this is a management workshop. In some ways, it's a follow-up on a workshop that was organized by a group that included Penobscot East and GMRI and several of the groups that are on the steering committee for Fine Scale Stock Science that I think some of you attended. That was held about 2 years ago in York, Maine. That was focused just on groundfish. This is on a broader suite of species. I know several have expressed interest in herring, squid. There's a variety of other fisheries that exhibit this sort of different population structure as well. So again, I just wanted to mention that. If you want more information, you can go to the Northeast Consortium website, and the Save the Date is on there. And you'll probably all get an email about this again shortly. Thank you.
Anyone else? I see a hand.
Harriet.
Harriet Diedrichson, Port of New Bedford, on one scallop boat, one permit. I just was looking at the new paperwork on the advisory panels, and I remember last year, same time here in New Hampshire, came to the microphone. I remember Margaret Spring was here, and I mentioned that on the advisory panels, it would be proper, I would think, to have a balance of people on those committees. And as I said last year, I knew a few people who sent their names in, not myself. I'm not speaking about myself. And they were not taken last year either. Now, I don't know if those names stay in or how you operate. But I notice you've got some new people. I'm looking in particular at the scallop advisors. And I see that, again, there's people there, I know they've been there since the 80s, because I was there in the 80s, so they're the children of people who were there. They're still there, and it's certainly not balanced, because after the last three-year process, certainly most people have committed themselves, and we know where they stand on the issues. So you've got a committee, again, that is swayed one way or the other. And why aren't some of these other people who have put their names in, their own boats, impeccable records? I know two of them. I'm sure more names must have come in. And then I see names of some people. I'm looking at the other advisory committees, and they're on quite a few committees. You know, it just doesn't seem, as I said last year, fair and balanced, and I just want to bring it out. I don't know what you do, and there's people that have told me they've signed the card out there, and they don't receive information. I don't know how you're really doing this, and if you retain the names from last year that came in. I know one was from Massachusetts and one was from New Jersey, and those people were not taken. So I just want to say that I see issues with it. I see you've changed one thing. You said there's no proxies. There never was, but I noticed on the scallop committee that people sat there that weren't on the committee sitting in for other people. I see you've clarified that. That had never happened in the 12 years I sat there, and I did question it. So it is a concern, because that's where all the subcommittee meetings are, and that's where a lot of the things start to happen. And those committees are important. And I really don't know how you're doing it, but I can see nine out of whatever there have one position, and then you got a few with another position. Thank you.
Tina.
Tina Jackson, American Alliance of Fishermen. And I'm going to apologize up front for possibly anyone who might feel disrespected by what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. How many people in this room, with the exception of a few, are proud of the accomplishments of the new Amendment 16 Catch Year program? How many of you are proud as to how much of a failure Amendment 16 is on every level? Does that make every one of you in this room proud Americans? Because quite frankly, it's embarrassing, the actions of this council. And the facts really speak for themselves. We're losing money on a level that's unheard of. To build wind farms and put oil rigs out there, giving away a multi-billion dollar industry that produces, creates revenue, creates jobs for a multi-billion dollar industry that nobody wants. Can't you all see and have the guts to stand up and take back Amendment 16? When is it going to be enough for all of you to figure this out, that this is wrong? And several people on this council are making big money off of it, and of course I don't have to sit here and spout that out. EDF-funded people. What makes this okay on any level? And quite frankly, you know, you've heard the concerns. You've seen the evidence. I mean, you people are not stupid, and neither are we. There's not going to be any increase in funding for NOAA. They're not going to get their $880 million increase they asked for. They don't even have the $50 million to implement last year's catch share program. But yet here this council is already trying to push monkfish catch shares. What part of failure do you not get on any level? I mean, it looks as if we may even be going back to a 2006 budget, because maybe, just maybe, and I have to try to believe in what just happened in the last elections, is that the American people are waking up and saying what is going on in this country is not okay. It is not okay that we have massively wasteful spending in every agency. NOAA's no exception on any level. Four boats, $55 million, $70 million, $73 million, and now we've, you know, there's one last boat to be built. We don't know what the cost figures are for that yet. But yet you bought back $90 million worth of Pollock boats out in the Pacific Northwest, $90 million, with absolutely the best technology on board, ready to do research on an offshore basis because they were very large boats. But they scrapped them and then turned around and built four new boats. A $55 million building down in the Gulf, brand new building. A $25 million building in Rhode Island that's sitting empty right now. Another $25 million building up in Gloucester while the other building is rotting. And then they had the audacity, National Marine Fisheries has the audacity, to rent another space. They don't even go back to the old building and use that space. What part of this is okay by anybody who sits on this council? You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm sorry, but you should be. And I don't care if it's disrespectful, because you know what? It's completely clear, especially by the new advisory committee panels, many of the names on there, it's disappointing, because these are people who are only out to protect themselves and not the industry on any level, many of them. I don't know what else to say to you people other than we've got big problems in this country, huge problems. Funding problems, wasteful spending. People are starving out there. And it is not okay that we import 86% of our fish from China, Thailand, Vietnam, Brazil, Chile, wherever. Garbage fish, too, poisonous fish. Farm-raised fish that's absolutely toxic to our bodies. While the U.S. fisherman is continuing to be more severely restricted on every level. And it comes directly from this council on every level. So when are you people going to do the right thing? Because everybody knows what's been going on is wrong. You all know it. I know it. You know it. When are you going to do the right thing? Continue to keep putting us out of business, lower the skate limit, lower the tuna limit? I mean, does it ever end? Because if there is no crisis, you people just don't have jobs. And quite frankly, if NOAA's budget gets cut to the level I think it's going to, you may have some problems here. You know, how do you think we feed people in this world? By one fish at a time? Come on. Let's use a little common sense for a change. Let's start really taking a very, very hard look at yourselves first. Because I know I can look at myself in the mirror every day I wake up. I do what I'm supposed to do. I advocate for what's right. And it's time that you people started doing exactly the same thing as me. Thank you.
Ted.
slightly lighter note. I just want to talk about a regulatory change I've been here talking about before. I've been to a Monkfish Committee meeting, been directed to two Groundfish Committee meetings, and I've spoken at the council once before on this. And I finally have gotten word, apparently definitive, that the only way to change the horsepower and tonnage length restrictions that we all deal with now that don't have anything to do with the management of any fishery in New England is through an omnibus amendment. It's the only way to change the regulations across all fisheries. These regulations do nothing to help us manage these fisheries or protect these stocks, but they do cost fishermen money that have to spend their money to get boats that measured and tonnage letters to put permits on and off boats, to restrict your ability to get a bigger boat, to get a different size boat. As we change fisheries management systems, fishermen need flexibility to move to different boats, and these regulations restrict that ability. And apparently the only way we can change them across all fisheries is through an omnibus amendment. So I'd like this council, the next time it runs an omnibus amendment, to put that issue on the agenda. We need to get rid of these regulations. I'm going to be writing a check tomorrow to an end measure for $2,200 so that I can put a permit on a boat. He had to do it tomorrow, or it would be next week, because he has someone further down the coast who's going to give him a check for $2,200 on Thursday. And someone in New Jersey has a Dixon 45, and he needs to give him $2,200 to get his permits lined up on that boat. And this is real money, and fishermen are spending it. And it's bogging us all down, and it does nothing. So I'm just asking the council to take this up in the next omnibus amendment so we can get rid of this. I've been working on this for about 18 months, and it'd be nice to get rid of these regulations, given that it seems that everybody sitting at this council agrees that they provide no benefit. Thank you.
Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim Kendall, New Bedford Seafood Consulting. I recently attended three of the six, I believe, Monkfish public scoping hearings that were held, and at one or two of them, I raised a couple of questions. I don't believe there has been a response drafted for them yet, but I am hoping to at least get some sort of an answer or a partial answer, at least by the next Monkfish public hearing, which I'll probably be attending at least two or three more. I've got quite a concern along with a lot of the regular everyday fishermen, and by that I mean those who aren't dedicated monkfish fishermen, about the process that's being pushed forward as far as cat shares in monkfish. The job that's been done to date, both by Terry and Phil Herron, has been exemplary. They've taking a tough position and done a good job in front of some of the public, which has quite an animosity, as you've already heard, about cat shares and sectors. But my understanding was is this was supposed to be scoping hearings, and I don't see much scoping going on. It's more of a public information hearing about what we intend to do. And I'm not sure if that's the correct process. Something's changed quite a bit. In the document, there are several statements made as fact, stating why they intend to go to cat shares. And one of the facts, or one of the statements made, is understood, is that monkfish is not overfished, nor is overfishing occurring. I raised the question, as well as others, as, and if that's the issue, then why are we being pushed down the road to cat shares? I don't care if it's basically a national policy that wants to be adopted or is looking for someone to adopt it. We choose not to. We, I think, is the majority of the people that are interested in the fishing industry. Can't call myself a fisherman anymore. My days of fishing are done. But there are a lot of people out there who hope they don't reach that same position. They want to stay fishing, and cat shares will not allow them to. There are other facts pointed out about how cat shares have been adopted by other countries and other fisheries. Yet there are no reference points made or nothing to point to the reference that it's referring to. We cannot rebut statements like this unless we know exactly where the point of fact is. So I would request, and I did request at the meeting, and I don't know if it's gotten down the chain of command yet, but if you're going to make statements or references like this, we'd like to see where it's being quoted from or pulled from. I think we're entitled to see that. I think we're entitled so that we can make a rebuttal to those statements if we feel that it's correct to do so. Once again, this was supposed to be a scoping process. I don't know, other than maybe a couple of people asking questions about, well, can we just do ITQs rather than have to go to a CAT share? Scoping to me was going out looking for process to follow so you could adopt a management plan that could reach consensus on some management choices that you want to make. I don't see any choices here other than a limited display that's put in front of us, and you pick and choose from those only. Once again, like I say, I'm opposed to this whole cat share business. I think you've got a lot of people who are in the same position I am, and some who are in that same position just don't know what the alternatives are. And I honestly don't believe anyone here does. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, we'll come back to the council now and move on to a previous agenda item, which was the 10:30 item. Signs.